Hey, yo, listen, keep life simple. Keep life simple. You go tit for tat. You know, there's an expression that nice guys finish last, and it jerks, or the bad boy seems to get ahead. There's truth to both of those, but let me clarify. Jerks, assholes, the bad boys, they win initially because most people are just kind of stunned by what they do. They're not prepared for it. It's like somebody who breaks the law. You know, most people are law-abiding, but every once in a while you get somebody who doesn't think rules apply to them. So then, yeah, jerks, the assholes of the world, they get by initially. So they get a leg up initially. But what happens is, pretty quickly, because most of us deal with the same people over and over again, it's not like you're dealing with new people. People recognize their shtick. They see how they are and they remove support. So then over the long haul, they end up losing. The generous people like myself, who go tit for tat, you cooperate, you're generous, you're kind. But you watch how people respond. Those who are kind to me, then I reward. Those who betray me, those who step out of line, I retaliate against. I punch in the nose. It's tit for tat. Keep it simple. Don't be a martyr. The goodwill seeds that you've already planted or that you continue to plant, they'll still sprout. When you do good deeds, they'll be rewarded by others who, A, match your good deeds, and B, those who are givers just like you. Those who don't do good deeds or those who are the assholes of the world, yeah, they'll get ahead initially because they just take. But people are going to get wise and hip to them real quick. And they'll know, I ain't fucking with him. I ain't fucking with her. So, yeah, nice guys initially fall behind. But in the long run, the generous people, the kind people, those are the people that win in life because people step up to support them over the long haul. And that's what you want. This is a marathon. Life is a marathon. Life ain't a sprint. I'll leave you with this. One of my rules of thumb of how I engage social media, especially YouTube, because that's my favorite social media. It's the social media that I watch mostly or use mostly, and it's the social media that I'm most successful on in terms of followers or subscribers, fans, whatever you want to call it. But one of my rules of thumb that I live by is if I leave a comment on somebody's channel or video, and let's say it's an appropriate comment. Maybe I'm trying to be funny. Maybe I'm trolling a little bit. I get it. You know, I delete comments I don't like. I delete inappropriate comments. There are people who leave all types of crazy comments. And it's if you have a medium to a small channel, it's best that you delete those comments because you want to steer the conversation in the direction that you want to go if it's your channel. So I get that. But if I leave a comment that you just don't like, not even a hate comment or not even a comment where I'm being profane or inappropriate or insulting or disrespectful and you delete my comment, my rule of thumb is, hey, I don't become a martyr. I keep it simple. I unsubscribe from you. I delete all my comments from your channel and maybe I'll watch something of yours in the future, but all that support, me leaving comments, see, because you're not going to waste my time. I took the time to leave a comment. You deleted it. Like I said, I get it if it's inappropriate. Maybe, you know, because, you know, we all like to troll every once in a while. At least I do. I get all that. But I've left comments where I didn't deem the comment inappropriate, at least. And somebody, maybe they were in their feels, they were in their feelings, and they deleted my comment. But if you delete my comment, I delete and erase my support of your channel. Keep it simple. If somebody betrays you, you betray them. If somebody punches you, you punch them back. If somebody's kind to you, you be kind to them. It's simple. Keep it simple. Tit for tat. Continue to be generous. Don't be a martyr. It's simple. On that note, I'm out.